This is the Library Channel. Welcome to the Library Channel. I'm your host, Fred McElvain, and today we're talking about teaming up for student success. And I'm joined today by Julie Tharp, instruction librarian from Noble Library.
Hello.
And Sheila Hofstetter, who's our health sciences librarian at Noble Library.
Hello.
What we're going to talk today is about collaboration, isn't it?
Yes, collaboration between librarians and faculty who are teaming up for student success in very innovative and different ways than we've done in the past. Previously, as academic librarians, most of us at least have a component that includes providing reference assistance and also providing instructional sessions for faculty when they ask us to come talk to their classes. And traditionally, we have done the instruction component of our jobs by being kind of a one-shot guest lecturer in the classes, but we've noticed that things are changing and it's being driven by all kinds of things. I mean, obviously the intensive...
Yeah, the new technologies,
everything being computerized, the access to information has become so prolific. So we're kind of changing our approach and the way that we teach these classes.
Can you give an example of something that we're talking about specifically?
Well, we need to do a lot more hands-on with the students. We need to do more active learning, more problem-based learning. And all of this needs to happen in collaboration with the faculty. In order for us to do this successfully, we need to work much more closely with the faculty.
As Julie was saying, in the past, when we do the one-hour lecture, demonstrating, you know, going through the different databases and that, and picking a topic, you know, and now, and the students would listen to the lecture, and now, again, because everything's computerized and electronic resources and that, the hands-on is the most effective when they're going along with you, and then adding the assignment, you know, really looking at the assignment and having the topic come from there and having them break into groups. We're finding that we are excited about all the new teaching methods as they come out, and we're learning from each other, and because we're changing a lot now and wanting to, you know, leaving that other kind of paradigm, that other way of doing it, and we're open to new things, and we're constantly talking to our librarian colleagues and the faculty and hearing new things they're trying. And we got excited about all of this and thought the podcast would be great because a lot of us don't have time to stop and write about this. And we thought the podcast would be a great way to hear all these success stories from our colleagues who are in the same setting as the other faculty and librarians. I think that's pretty powerful.
Yeah, I think I should step in here and say this is a series of podcasts we'll be doing.
Yes.
With a librarian and a faculty member, sort of chatting about their successes, their stories, what they found out in working with each other, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes, and so we're going to be talking to librarians and faculty from across disciplines and across campuses.
We're excited about this series because it's going to show all the kind of diversity across all teaching methods and new techniques they're trying and new ways to capture the students' imagination, to build confidence, and for them to learn the skills they need to learn. So we're all gonna learn from each other and share the stories. We're very excited. We're hoping that the faculty will be interested and find these useful, and that may inspire them to contact the library and start teaming up with a librarian as well. The other thing that we're going to hope to focus to do for those who might find this series useful, we think that if we could focus on, you know, generally focus on four questions that we're going to make sure that, you know, are addressed, four topics that are addressed at each podcast would be what motivated them to collaborate and what challenges did they team up for, what goals and outcomes were they looking for, what new activities and approaches did they try, what differences did it make when they did this, and what next steps. And we thought if, and of course wanting to hear their story and hearing them tell it will be interesting, but to know that if you do listen to the series, you can count on those four or five kind of topics or elements being addressed.
Well, I'm really amazed at the amount of people you have involved here, especially since this is really an informal sort of collaboration. It's not a managed program where we match people. These are people who found each other, pretty much, right?
Right. And we think that's going on here on campus, all campuses, and it's happening actually all over the world, where faculty and librarians are together. And this is kind of the beginning. Again, thinking that it's most powerful to start with our own success stories, to show people that in our own setting with our own faculty and librarians, the wonderful, creative, new, innovative things are being done. We think that's a good place to start.
Great. We're going to try to have one of these a month, and I'm going to bring up the nasty word that we want to clarify here, information literacy. Can you explain in much more simpler, clearer terms what we're talking about?
Well, by the information literate student, when we talk about an information literate student, we're talking about a student who knows when they have a need for information. They know how to search for efficiently and effectively that information, how to actually retrieve it, and then eventually evaluate it, and then synthesize it. So that's a super information literate student. Right. And you obviously have to take these steps one at a time.
Right.
But we've noticed that when you do address information literacy as a part of the actual curriculum, mm-hmm. rather than kind of a separate and distinct one-shot lecture where you're just teaching students, you know, here's the library and here's how you use the library, but you really integrate it into the curriculum, and you talk to the faculty about developing together the learning outcomes mm-hmm. that use those information literacy skills, and you even develop together sometimes the actual assignment, so that you get the content, the disciplinary content, as well as the information literacy skills that you need. And it's really the faculty and the librarian together that can do that. You can't really do either one of those things in isolation.
Okay. So we're talking about it less in terms of process and more in terms of strategy and sort of developmental learning?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm.
Definitely a collaboration from beginning to end.
Right.
Well, is there anything else we'd like to talk about today on this first introductory piece? Have we covered this pretty much?
I think so.
We will hopefully, this will be a continuing series with 8 interviews, I believe.
Yeah, right now we have one scheduled
for the
months of August through November.
Okay. We're
taking a break in December and then picking up again in January through April. So right now we have 8 series.
And again, we're from all different disciplines and all different campuses.
All different campuses,
right.
Exactly.
Right. And we're certainly open to people hearing the podcast, you know, or wanting to share a story. When you say, Julie, I mean, we want to add to the list and keep it going.
Well, we do have a blog attached to all of our podcasts, mm-hmm. and anyone is welcome to contribute if they have a story or if they have a comment or a question. So we welcome
perfect.
That.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. That'd be perfect.
Looking forward to that.
Yes.
Well, thank you, Julie.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sheila.
Thank you.
And we'll look forward to more interesting information from all of our contributors. Thank you for listening to the Library Channel. Please come back and listen to further episodes in our series, ASU Faculty and Librarians Team Up for Student Success.